Dictation for Duane, D-U-A-N-E. Beltinick. B-E-L-T-I-N-T-K. April 2nd, 57. Address as a letter to Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, M-D, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation for Mr. Beltinick with chronic kidney disease. He's aware of this diagnosis at least for the last 1 or 2 years. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with irritation, frequency urgency nocturia, but no major obstruction, good flow, denies incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, has been evaluated by urology. There were discussions about UroLift, but at this moment he has declined for potential side effects. Prior use of Proscar did not work. Better results with present Flomax and Tadalafil, T-A-D-A-L-A-F-I-L. He's trying to lose weight on purpose. So far, 50 pounds down for the last 1 year. Denies nausea, vomiting. Denies esophageal reflux, diarrhea, bleeding. He's avoiding high sweets. There has been some degree of lightheadedness, probably effect of medications, but no falling episode, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, no dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, no use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose or gums, no headaches. He keeps himself very physically active. He's playing pickleball, P-I-C-K-L-E, frequently without associated symptoms. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, cholesterol, no diabetes. Many years back, stress testing was questioned abnormal, but cardiac cath was negative. Enlargement of the prostate, as indicated above, without infection or bleeding. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. He denies chronic liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral knee replacement, prior colonoscopies, prior vasectomy. Prior fracture and surgery, number 4, finger left-sided with persistent deformity. Next paragraph, he smoked from age 13 to 28, at least a pack per day, discontinued at that time. Mild alcohol intake, no family history of kidney disease, reported side effects to Celebrex. Next paragraph, present medications, lisinopril, Socor, which he's been taking for a long time, no anti-inflammatory agents, presently on Flomax and Tadalafil. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 265. Blood pressure 110 over 70 on the right, 90 over 60 on the left. Standing on the right, 118.66. He's a tall, obese person. Normal speech, no respiratory distress. No expressive facial dysarthria. Normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, no localized viral wheezes, no arrhythmia. no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no major edema, prior knee replacement, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from June. Creatinine at 1.6, a GFR of 47, a normal sodium potassium acid base, A1C 5.7 on diet, normal calcium, blood test from 24, excuse me, from June 24, I don't see cell count or albumin phosphorus. Back in August 2023, albumin was normal, liver function test normal. Urine was without blood protein, and there was no anemia, normal white blood cell and platelet count. Next paragraph, there is also a prior kidney ultrasound. Last year, 2023, normal size kidneys, 12.6, 12.5, right and left, with minimal post-void residual. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, for the most part, is stable. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Normal size kidneys without obstruction, minimal post-void residual. Being treated actively for enlargement of the prostate. Present medications working better. No activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Most recent electrolyte acid-base normal. Prior nutrition normal. No anemia. Monitor chemistries over time. Assess stability versus progression. Continue weight reduction, that he is very right now successful, as well as physical activity. Police should discuss with the patient end of dictation.